News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, for more than 400 years, Dublin City's motto has been Obedientia Civium Urbis Felicitas, meaning obedience of citizens makes a happy city. There are calls that it is now time to change this motto. Hazel Shute, Green Party councillor, why do you want to change the current motto?
Well, it's not just me. It's been a call that's been happening in the council for quite a number of years now. I think cross-party, everyone has suggested changing it. It got brought up in conversation recently and I said, yes, it is something we need to keep tradition. The crest, it's part of the coat of arms of Dublin. And it's something that if we look at other coat of arms, such as Cork, which the motto is providing safe harbour. If you look at Galway, it's back to their patron saint. Then it has relevance. Whereas in Dublin, the task of is it up to the citizens? Is it up to the council that should be obedient serving? Who's serving who? That's a question. And it's not, again, up to me. It's up to the citizens to decide. And I think
what's wrong with the current one in your view?
You don't think there's anything wrong with it?
Well, I'm asking you.
Well, you have better Latin than me, by the sounds of
it. I don't at all.
The beginning, so
I had to Google how to pronounce it. So. What is the obedience of citizen makes a happy city? Let's talk about the English translation.
Yes.
What is the problem? Like, I look at the illegal dumping in the North Inner City. I look at the way gougers act around the city centre, and I think, you know what? Maybe a bit of obedience to citizens mightn't go amiss.
No, there's nothing wrong with making sure citizens are within the law and acting legally, and hence your rest of the coat of arms is justice or a version of justice holding the scales. But at the same time, is the onus on the citizens or is it the council and those who manage it that should be serving the city? So if you have a
I would argue both. No,
the onus is, well, it is both. But then why?
You see,
is it
I suppose. Look,
here's
my point. And look, it's an old-fashioned. I'm not going to argue it's an old-fashioned. You wouldn't come up with it now. But I think politicians now are so obsessed with telling people it's our job always to look after you. You have no responsibility. And this is just pandering to that. That people have no responsibility. That it's all, everything has to be provided for you as citizens. We have to give
you
more back all the time. And you have no duties and you have no civic responsibilities. I think that's a dangerous message to send out.
No, I think everyone has a civic responsibility. And I think, as you said, that we people are responsible to not illegally dump. People are responsible to not illegally park. People are responsible to take part and make their city better. But that's civic responsibility. That's less so obedience to the city. There's a bit of a difference, if you get what I mean. And if you are putting the onus needs to be on both, not on just the citizens or the reps, but it's on the council as well.
Okay.
Because your council, this is a motto and a crest that represents city council, the ones that are governing the city as well.
Is it likely to change, Hazel?
It's up to everyone to change. Say that again.
So what's the next, just before you go briefly, what's the next step in this?
Well, it came up as a motion a good couple of years ago, I was telling to your colleague, and maybe it's a discussion, the protocol. It could well be that the citizens of Dublin don't want to change. It's something that came up before. Some reps didn't want to change. But I think, like all things, if you're asking it to represent the people of Dublin, ask the people of Dublin, ask them. So,
okay. Hazel Chu, Green Party councillor, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. Should it be changed? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.